Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to the fastest 2 hours in radio. Of course, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive. And of course, we are inside the Quicken Loans studios right here in Houston at Yahoo Sports Radio. It is now time for a very special guest, an interview we've been looking so forward to, longtime Chicago Tribune sports writer and managing editor of Jewish Baseball Museum.com. Ed Sherman is here to promote this new amazing website and to encourage each and every one of our listeners to go out and check it out. It's a comprehensive site that features biographies, stories, images, memorabilia, videos, and thousands of baseball cards for every Jewish player. The site exhibits a wide depth of quality content, and it's one-of-a-kind destination for anyone seeking to learn more about the Jewish experience within our national pastime and those who made such a lasting impact on it. Good evening, Ed. It's nice to have you on our program for the very first time.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay, so let's talk about the impact of Jewish players in baseball. It is immense, and this is a fantastic site that celebrates that. And I know baseball fans are going to be entertained. Most importantly, they're going to be educated by the site. Tell us what all of us fans can expect.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that Jews in baseball go way back to the beginning. One of the first Jewish stars and one of the first Jewish professional players was a man by the name of Lippman Pike. He was kind of the first, one of the first players that got really well known back in the 1870s. So, you know, this is a story that dates back to the beginning. And we kind of try to tell the story of these Jewish, not only players, but also people who were involved in the sport, owners. They have a commissioner, obviously Bud Selig, the last commissioner of baseball.
Sure.
And executives. Theo Epstein of the Cubs is doing a pretty good job with the Cubs right now.
Absolutely.
He's Jewish, and sports writers and broadcasters. And so, you know, it's kind of we look at the whole experience and try to tell the stories. Obviously, a lot of Hank Greenberg and Sandy Koufax, but there's also other stories like, you know, Mo Berg, famous catcher in the 1930s who went on to become a spy for the United States in World War II, and they're actually making a movie about him starring Paul Rudd, I think is going to come out next year. So just a lot of great stories, and trying to tell a story, you know, about not only Jews in baseball, but also kind of chronicles, parallels a little bit Jews in the United States, as far as especially with the early days of the anti-Semitism that they encountered, and actually players actually in the early days, some of them actually changing their names from Jewish-sounding names to more, you know, from a Cohen to a Coogan or a Cooney or something, you know. And and it kind of shows that side of it, too. So there's a lot of elements to the site.
We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And you can always go back and listen to this interview at podcastarena.com. Click on our YSR tab. We are going one-on-one with Ed Sherman, eminent sports journalist, managing editor of JewishBaseballMuseum.com. We're celebrating this amazing site. And I definitely want to give credit and tip our hat to noted baseball collector Jeff Acey. He is the site's founder and just did a beautiful job, as we were talking about, just celebrating the careers of Jewish major leaguers and other baseball personalities. We're also talking about executives, as you had mentioned.
Yeah, you know, and the site is actually, Jeff is a collector, and he's a real estate guy in Chicago, and he has this huge collection of Jewish baseball memorabilia, and he wants to not only share it, but tell the story. So our, you know, the plan was to kind of do a twofold. We're still looking at doing a actual bricks and mortar museum in Chicago that would tell the story and display his memorabilia.
Wonderful.
But we also, knowing that, you know, not everyone can get to Chicago, we wanted to do a site, and on our site includes an online museum of some of the more 40 or 50 pieces of Jeff's collection, and, you know, and with stories behind it. So you see Sandy Koufax's game-worn jersey in 1963, the year he became quote-unquote Sandy Koufax. You know, a bat from Hank Greenberg, a hat from Hank Greenberg with a letter. He sent this, the game-used hat, and he sent this hat after he got out of the war, and Hank Greenberg was the first major leaguer to enlist in the war during World War II, but after he got out in 1945, he sent his hat and a letter to a friend of his who was still in Europe, you know, still hadn't come home, and he felt bad for this guy, and he sent him this hat and a letter saying, you know, I hope you get home soon, and when you come home, I want you to be my guest at the World Series. the Tigers played the Cubs that year in the World Series and won. And I said, we have a Moberg catcher's mitt. We have, you know, one of the more interesting pieces we have is a Ron Bloomberg bat. And Ron Bloomberg put a Jewish star in the knob of his bat.
Wonderful.
And, you know, and he was the first designated hitter. And he named his biography Designated Hebrew. So he was kind of always reveled in that. So a lot of neat stuff as far as, again, trying to tell the story of Jews in baseball.
Ed Sherman is with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show, managing editor of JewishBaseballMuseum.com, JewishBaseballMuseum.com. And I have to ask you, I mean, Ed, let's just pause for a moment. What kind of feedback have you gotten, you know, folks going to this site? I mean, did you guys achieve the goal of the site?
We just started really at the beginning of April, so our goal is to try to get the word out. I think people who have seen it really enjoy it. I think one thing that we are trying to do is that we're posting new stories every week. We have interviews. We did an interview with Bud Selig. We actually have a piece up right now on baseball in Israel. I mean, they're playing baseball in Israel, and they're really trying to grow, not only grow the game there, but in a small way, try to help bridge the gap between Jews and Arabs. There's some, you know, there's been some efforts to try to bring, the Jewish kids and the Arab kids together.
Yeah.
On teams, and we have an interview. In the interview, the head of the Baseball Association in Israel talks about one experience where they brought these kids together, and at first the kids were kind of, you know, very reluctant to kind of come together, and they were kind of, you know, kept to themselves. And he said by the end of the game, they were jumping up and down and giving high fives. And so again, it's a small example of, you know, of hopefully what will be, you know, of what, but it's still, it's a small but relevant example of what can be done just through playing a sport and baseball. And the goal, and, you know, the head of the Baseball Association in Israel, his goal said is to have an Israeli-born player in the big leagues within 20 or 30 years. And we've seen that it already happened in basketball with Omri Kashbri, who played for Sacramento. And, you know, the possibility, we hope so, but you know, I think the fact that it's even being played over there is really cool.
Ed Sherman with us just a few more minutes right here at YSR, and you had just mentioned the former Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig is on the homepage, a wonderful link to a terrific interview. And what were his thoughts on him envisioning an Israeli player eventually in Major League Baseball?
You know, we asked him about that, and you know, it's a pretty long way away, but he talked about how going over there and seeing, you know, all sorts of people wearing baseball hats. And he actually saw people playing baseball, you know, just playing out in the park. And so, again, you see how the sport has become, you know, worldwide. And there's, you know, obviously with the American influence over in that region, it is being played over there. And the commissioner was great, though. We have an interview with him. He helped launch the site. And, you know, he talked about the Jewish experience in baseball and how how Jews in the United States really evolved, like through baseball. I mean, a lot of these people they came over. They were immigrants from Europe. They didn't speak the language, and they felt, you know, there was obviously a lot of anti-Semitism, and yet they prevailed. And he talked a lot about Hank Greenberg, who was the star in the '30s, mm-hmm. who really, in many respects, might have been the most important Jew of the 20th century, at least the first part of the 20th century, because through Hank Greenberg, this great superstar who put up amazing numbers, they kind of took pride in him, and he kind of lifted them up, and they felt more part of the fabric of the United States because one of their own was this huge star. So, again, a lot of different layers to this story about Jews and baseball, and that's what we try to tell on the website.
Ed Sherman has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Longtime sports journalist, well-known, and also is the managing editor of JewishBaseballMuseum.com. We highly encourage you to go out and check it out. It's an amazing website, and I promise we're going to have an open invitation because we want you back. We got so much to talk to about the Cubbies and the White Sox. They're both first in their division. I mean, they are rocking and rolling. So I promise, Ed, we'll be back in touch with you here
please.
In about a month, okay?
Yeah, please do. The town is really going crazy.
The town is rocking, you bet. Much more straight ahead right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show.